Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show, he's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this Thursday, April 17th, 2025. I am Paul Gallant, and this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You know how to jump aboard, calling in, texting in. We're also on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975, and you can listen on the app as well, or via streaming on your Alexa. Just yell at your Alexa. Be abusive to it. It'll never remember during the great robot revolution of 2033. Speaking of, we have a Nick Caserio press conference to react to at some point during today's show. We're going to bring back Lance Zierlein's unintentionally erotic big board. And we're going to do this. We're going to try to avoid talking about the Astros as much as humanly possible, though we will be having Jeremy Booth on to discuss their woeful offensive struggles. They just lost 2-3 to the Cardinals, have the day off today, take on the San Diego Padres this weekend. Guys, today is a big day. I know not lots of people are fans of our mayor, John Whitmire, but put politics to the side. Today is a very important day. Per our mayor, today, April 17th, 2025, a day that could be the greatest day of your life, is Rockets Red Day!
Tomorrow, everyone, a Houston Rockets Day and Houston Reds Day. Let's encourage the city to wear red tomorrow and support this team so we can celebrate with a citywide parade. Thank y'all for being here.
Rockets launch! Rockets red glare! Rockets red day! Today is Rockets red day. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. Sean, I have a question for you. Why aren't you wearing red?
Because I didn't know it was Rockets red day.
The mayor announced it. The mayor announced it, Sean. Politics, put him to the side. I know you can't stand the guy, right? You can't stand his platforms. I'll be honest, I don't know any of his platforms.
Yeah, I just know he kind of looks like the Monopoly Man.
And he hates bike lanes or something. But that's it.
There's something with bike lanes.
There's something going on with bike lanes. That's all I know. Our mayor told you to wear red. Wait a second. Am I wearing red? Does this look like it's red?
Reddish.
It's reddish, but it's not.
It would be like maroon.
Oh, is it? Damn it. All right. Well, on YouTube, Twitch, guys, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry, but we're gonna have to fix this really quickly, okay? So just bear with me. Am I taking my shirt off for the first time in the history of the Paul Gallant Show? Yeah, I am. I actually do have.
That's definitely not red.
Nope. I'm very white. I am not a redskin, as they say back in the day. That is illegal.
Yeah.
You can't say that anymore.
Like John Reagan or Tim Reagan?
No, Reagans. No John Reagans and the Hogs from the day, back in the day, you know? Yeah. I do have pants on underneath. I want everyone watching along to notice that. And we do have a red shirt on right now because the Rockets were so cool. They gave us a jersey. They also gave us a red shirt to wear. It's Rockets Red Day. You better be wearing red. Wherever you are right now, you could be driving a car right now. You know what you're about to do? You're about to pull into a store and buy something red. And then you are going to, in that store, remove your shirt in front of everybody, and you're going to put on a red shirt. Okay? These are the rules now. It's Rockets Red Day, and our mayor issued a decree. And that decree was, you're wearing red. And we should all be wearing red in solidarity with our beloved Houston Rockets. Thank you.
Maybe tomorrow. I'll observe tomorrow.
You'll observe tomorrow? No, it's today. It's April 17th.
But it'll be closer to the game.
I know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And you have a politician talking about a parade. It's like, no, John, we don't do a parade for making it to the actual playoffs. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We have higher standards here. I get it. You're new to the mayor thing. But we don't do that.
Let's play game one first, all right?
Yeah. So, from the 832, a texter asks on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, can I use it as a day to miss work? I mean, theoretically, you always can figure out a way to say that you got to miss work.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
My child is dying. So am I. The cholera, it's back. Right, you could do that.
We're not wearing enough red.
We're not
wearing... Scarlet fever. We have scarlet fever.
I don't even know what the scarlet fever
is. I don't know. It just has the word scarlet in it.
Right, I don't either. I'm like, oh,
I've heard of it.
You got such a fever that you turned red or something like that? Anyway, listen, guys. Today is Rockets Red Day, and you should be wearing red today. We got to figure out who's allowed on and who isn't allowed on the Rockets bandwagon, by the way, as we see our beloved, as we see our second favorite, the Cougs are still number one, as we see our second favorite basketball team go into the playoffs, hoping to go as far, if not further, than our beloved Cougs. We got to figure out who's allowed on the bandwagon and who isn't. The Rockets have attempted to bribe me, and I'm not going to lie, I liked the bribery. And since I'm allowed to have a Western Conference team and an Eastern Conference team, I'm a little bit curious when it comes to my sports. I am already on. I am declaring myself already on. Paul, you're a transplant. You weren't even here for 94, 95. No, but I do have a Mario Elie jersey, which is almost as cool, you know? And I think it was BS, too, that they cut into O.J. Simpson in the midst of the NBA Finals. That was ridiculous. He didn't even kill himself. I mean, what were we watching for? We're just watching a Ford Bronco drive under the speed limit? What is this, San Antonio? No. So we got to figure out who's allowed and who's not. Sean is on. But you've been a lifelong Rockets fan.
Yes. I have a signature from Rafer Austin and Lonnie Baxter on a Rockets hat. I think I'm in.
Hell yeah, dude.
Even as a kid, I was not that excited to get their signature.
Why not?
Lonnie Baxter was like a bench big. Who played like maybe a season on
the
Rockets.
But is he an NBA champion?
No.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Or maybe it's somewhere else. Maybe he went to the 08 Celtics later.
Okay. I know Rafer Alston certainly wasn't. So, listen. Let's get back to the matter here. Who's allowed on the Rockets bandwagon? Who isn't? We're not just talking people that live here in our beloved city. We are talking everywhere. We're talking liberal media. We are talking folks from a city up the road who have been through a hard time, and unless they're dying for Paige Buchers to be their basketball savior, like, they're welcome on the bandwagon. Every single Mavericks fan is allowed on the Rockets bandwagon. You can never go back, but every single Mavericks fan is allowed. I am granting you that. Perhaps you hate the French, and you're a Spurs fan, and you're tired of Chris Paul's antics. You are also welcome on the bandwagon, but you can never go back. That's the rules for that. But we're going to set some rules for bandwagoning here for the Houston Rockets as they begin their quest to win their third NBA championship. Couldn't get it done during the James Harden days, but today could be the greatest year of their life. Starting on today, Rockets Red Day. So we're going to set rules for that on the other side. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch on ESPN 975. Who's allowed on the Rockets bandwagon in our fair city? Who ain't? You get to answer that, and I'll give you my rules. Stick around.
ESPN 975.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Who's allowed and who isn't allowed on the Houston Rockets bandwagon? Some interesting takes from you on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. In the last segment, I said, yes, if you're a Mavericks fan, you are allowed to be a Rockets fan. You can just never go back. But I think it's pretty easy to never go back right now. If you're a Spurs fan, probably a little more difficult to do it. But, I mean, what? You think this is going to get better without Greg Popovich, who's not in the best of health these days? I mean, Cole Popovich might be the better coach right now, Texans offensive line coach, than Greg Popovich. Because Greg, I mean, we might not see the guy again. Who knows? You know, dealing with serious health issues. Maybe you're sick of when Greg doesn't have serious health issues of him lecturing you. Maybe you don't like Victor Wembanyama because he's French. Again, you're allowed. You just can't go back. Eric the Driver says, for outside fans, all Eastern Conference fans are allowed, but with stricter restrictions for New York teams. I like that.
Yeah. Your visa doesn't get immediately approved if you're a New York fan.
Right, and it's kind of just arbitrarily done by me because as a Celtics fan, I mean, I should not be allowed to jump on the Rockets bandwagon perhaps more than any fan base out there. Most championships ever, and on top of that, I mean, they're the defending champions. This would be truly the worst thing I could do. It would be like changing my fandom by the year. And there's always a certain accounts online who will like claim to be, for this year, you would be a Florida Eagles,
Ohio State,
Celtics,
Dodgers fan,
right? Like, or it's the
UConn Huskies, women's,
yeah. The vintage Lakers, Yankees, Duke fan. You know, like that's you, Cowboys too. But nowadays, I would not be allowed to do that. Knicks fans should be allowed, honestly. Nets fans should be allowed. The Rockets have all their picks. So, I mean, it's one of those things where the New York teams, Eric, I'm willing to allow them on. The New York fans, I'm willing to allow them on. They just have to shut up about the Yankee stuff.
That's what I was going to say. To me, that's the extra questioning that they get is, what, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm looking at their paperwork. I'm going, so how would you describe your affiliation with the New York Yankees?
Right.
Here's a picture. Is this you in this photo right here?
We'll take Mets fans, even though we don't forget about 1986. We don't forget about the NLCS. But the Yankees, nah, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever slandered Jose Altuve? You're not allowed on the Rockets bandwagon.
Got to check your Twitter for, do you follow John Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Out.
A caveat from the 409 about Spurs fans, you have to disavow David Robinson's MVP over Hakeem Olajuwon. But you're allowed on if you do that. Some other rules. Ryan Lost in Texas says on our Twitch, if you're a sexy lady, you should be allowed on the Rockets bandwagon. Yeah, like that one fan. That one fan at the Magic Hawks game. I'm assuming she's a Magic fan. Bringing party favors to the game.
Yeah.
She's allowed on the bandwagon. Like once the Magic are saying, we want Boston. Okay, that's cute. When that ends, welcome aboard. Specifically if you're an attractive woman. Like, honestly, if you're a strong, powerful, independent woman, we're going to look the other way on a lot of these rules that we're just arbitrarily setting for who can jump on the Houston Rockets bandwagon. Zach asks, do you think that J.J. Watt gets on the bandwagon? He should. I mean, Eastern Conference fan. He's a Bucks fan, I think, since he is from Wisconsin. So he's allowed. But he should be a Rockets fan, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he has kind of adopted all the Houston teams as well, just in his decade as a Texan. But yeah, I think he's in. He's probably sat courtside at playoff games with like James Harden played in. So
I would think so.
I imagine, yeah, I think he's in.
I think that C.J. Stroud is an interesting one here. Because Stroud is a Lakers fan, a diehard Lakers fan.
And possible second-round matchup. Not looking past anyone, but possible second-round matchup.
Stroud's not allowed on. Stroud's not allowed on until the Lakers are eliminated. And if he joins, he can never go back as well.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones where, no, I don't want to hear about no Lakers-Rockets fans. Here's the thing with C.J. Stroud. I think the man has enough of a backbone where he will refuse to get on the Rockets bandwagon ever.
Yeah, yeah, I could see him do just like how we're talking about how J.J. Watt like just adopted all the Houston sports teams because he played here, which is like something silly that we ask of pro athletes to do. Like, no, root for the other team, for the team you don't play for that lives in the same city because it makes me feel better. Never mind where you're from, which is like a ridiculous thing to actually think about. But I think C.J. would be the opposite of J.J., whereas C.J. Stroud would be like, no.
I'm a Lakers fan.
They just got Luka Doncic. Why would I root against? Why would I stop
That's
rooting
true.
For him?
I mean, honestly, yeah, you're a real crazy person to give him up now.
I could see him being like, you know what? When it's just LeBron and AD, him being like, you know, I'm more of a Kobe guy. So it is easy for me to drop. Because that is a Laker fan that's like, honestly, I'm just more of a Kobe guy. LeBron would never be Kobe.
Who's allowed on the Houston Rockets bandwagon? Multiple people, and we were going to say this as well, have said, no Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is out.
First one out.
Literally the first person we thought of yesterday when we were discussing this topic, Ted Cruz is effing out. Greg Abbott did show up in Cougs gear for the national championship, and they lost. I don't know if that means there's a Greg Abbott curse, but Abbott, for now, out.
Yeah, just guilty by association. You're pending review. We'll take an extra time on your file.
John Whitmire, the mayor, who announced that today is Rockets Red Day, he is allowed.
Yeah, because he announced. I think if he didn't announce that it's Rockets Red Day, I think he's out.
And I don't think that, because I think that Whitmire was elected late 2022 to office. Maybe it was 2023. He announced his candidacy for the 2023. Right, so he won in 2023. John Whitmire is a Houston sports championship virgin, okay? So he's allowed on, even though a texter says our mayor definitely has butterscotch candies in his pocket with no wrappers, which made me laugh. That did make me laugh.
Yeah.
Behanan asks, is Drake allowed on? No, he is not. And then Behanan said, just kidding. He's out. Yeah, Drake can't be, even though it's his second home. 50 Cent is allowed on the bandwagon.
50 Cent is. He might not even be a bandwagon fan.
We've seen 50 Cent wearing a Texans hat, for God's sake. You know?
I think when we went to a terrible Rockets team.
Yeah, play Rockets Raptors. He was there.
Yeah, Rockets Raptors combined, like, maybe, I don't know, 40 wins between the two teams. 50 Cent was sitting courtside. Mm-hmm. So I think 50 Cent, he's in.
Who's allowed on the Houston Rockets bandwagon? We're even going to let some media people on. Specifically, how about Tim Legler? Tim Legler was on a podcast not too long ago, and he doesn't think that the Rockets-Warriors game we saw a couple of weeks ago was a fluke.
A couple of series that stand out in terms of it's going to get really chippy really fast. And this is one of them. You saw what happened the last time they played. I talked about it. They held Curry to 3 points. And it wasn't just like, oh, Steph had a rough night. No, I watched every second of that game. He couldn't get open. And it was because of the type of guys they can put on him. He only shot 36% from the field against them this year. So they have done as good a job on Steph Curry as you can do.
Damn. All right, Tim. Tim's on the bandwagon. We're letting Tim on. I get it. Tim's supposed to be an analyst. No, man. If he wants to plant his flag for the Houston Rockets, he can. You know who else is allowed to be on the Rockets bandwagon? A member of the liberal media? Danny Chow, who wrote an article on The Ringer with this title, Amen Thompson has become a shape-shifting nightmare. The Rockets' second-year star isn't just the ultimate agent of chaos. He might be the best athlete in NBA history. Bro, Danny Chow, you are in. The description that Amen Thompson has via Danny Chow is something else. Thompson Intuit's basketball through abilities stripped from ancient mythology. Bro. Thompson has already become a shape-shifting nightmare for some of the league's brightest stars. He is the dark horse as a defensive player of the year race. His shutdown masterclass from every angle against Steph Curry is one example. Shadows, ball denials, the kitchen sink. Thompson does everything. And had Steph Curry looking hunchbacked like an old weathered beagle. Damn, dog. This is some good writing. It's getting me going. I mean,
this guy's in. I don't even care who he picked in the series.
Seriously.
Calling Steph Curry an old dog. Old hunched over dog.
Trying to convey Thompson's extraordinary athleticism through prose is admittedly foolish. Sir, you are doing such a good job. The miracle of Amen is not just that he's one of the most athletic humans who has ever played basketball. It's that in his second season, he has near complete access to each department of said athleticism. He is a marvel of the mind-body connection, a real-life member of the X-Men in our midst. He can jump higher, run faster, identify windows of opportunity quicker and more intuitively than anyone else on the floor, and we have data to prove it. Damn, he's even got data? Read this article. Danny Chow. Bro, you are so welcome on the Houston Rockets bandwagon. It's a very long article, but it is amazing. And my favorite part, it's fitting that Amen is now becoming the true face of the franchise in the post-Harden era. He is, in a lot of ways, Harden's inverse. Oh, my God. Oh, Danny Chow. This is like reading 50 Shades of Grey if I'm a woman. This is hot. Also allowed on the Rockets bandwagon, John Hollinger, basketball analyst. He picked Amen Thompson to be Defensive Player of the Year, even though he's not even on the odds board to be picked that. Bobby Marks, the only person to pick the Rockets to win this series on ESPN's website. He's the only basketball expert that picked the Rockets to win in a series that they're the 2 seed with Golden State the 7 seed, featuring players like, Sean, who are the randos that the Warriors have?
Oh, Brandon Podziemski?
Yeah, that guy. The Polish-sounding dude.
Yeah, Quentin Post.
That sounds like a character from The Docks and The Wire Season 2. I mean, I don't know who the hell that is. That's not a real person. Who's the other guy?
Quentin Post.
Yeah, that's not a real person.
Guy Santos.
Who is that? Sounds like someone who's running a taco stand. Like, I don't know. Oh, Polish racist. Whatever. Careful. You think he plays basketball?
I think he's Brazilian, so I think. Oh,
okay.
I think.
Brazilian steakhouse. I don't know. Listen, if no one is picking the Rockets except for Bobby Marks on ESPN.com, Bobby Marks is more than welcome aboard the bandwagon. So there you go, guys. That is who is allowed and who isn't allowed on the Houston Rockets bandwagon going into their first round series against the Golden State Warriors. You want to weigh in on this? 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Ooh, from the 281, Charlie Palillo's out. He thinks Tim Duncan was better than Hakeem Olajuwon. Damn. A Syracuse man said that.
Sorry,
unbelievable.
Charlie. You're off the Fran Brown bandwagon, too.
That's true. That is 100% true. So there you go, guys. It is the Paul Gallant Show. You want to jump in? I just told you how to do it. It's also on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975, on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Got any conspiracy theories in sports or in life? Something we discussed earlier this week, a historic moment for a class of people, is now being called a hoax. What am I talking about? You'll find out next. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in town. We're determining who is and who isn't allowed on the Houston Rockets bandwagon for this playoff run in this first round series against the Golden State Warriors. Katy Perry, fake astronaut, not allowed. We're going to get into that in a moment. We may, on a tinfoil hat Thursday, be in the midst of another space conspiracy. And, you know, anyone who thinks we didn't land on the moon, I do think that Buzz Aldrin deserves to be driven to your home so he can punch you in the face like he did that one guy. Houston, we have a problem. His name is Buzz Aldrin. And if you're a moon landing denier, he'll punch you in the face. He will go Dylan Brooks on you. Should be allowed to do that too, you know. Or Draymond Green, but we don't look too kindly on what Draymond does. We're definitely fans of what Dylan Brooks does. At some point during the show, we have to play the audio of Draymond Green talking about Dylan Brooks. I do think it's very ironic, you know, fellas who live in glass houses and all, calling out certain players' behaviors when they are way worse. Anyway, from the 281, oh, someone said, easy with the racist comments, Paul. One of us Mexicans might whip your ass when we see you. Watch your mouth. Well, that's very racist, sir. That's very racist, I think. I'm not even really sure what that's in reference to.
The Guy Santos.
Oh, gotcha.
Should be
okay.
Running a taco truck.
I mean,
he is Brazilian. I did fact check that.
Okay, so. Gotcha.
He should be running Casa do Brasil.
Yeah.
In Paul's eyes.
I hear that name, and I mean, I hear all sorts of things. I mean, well, why is Santos Mexican? You know? I mean, you're racist for assuming that was that. I was thinking Brazilian taco stand the entire time. What, Brazilians can't make tacos? Also racist, sir. Also racist. I don't see color. I don't see race. I don't hear color. I don't hear race either. What is up with this TV show? We're going to get to Tinfoil Hat Thursday in a moment. I have no idea what is going on right now. There's a BBC America channel on, and I keep on seeing baby versions of famous starlets. First off, Sandra Bullock from like 30 years ago. Now I'm seeing Angelina Jolie. I'm not even sure she's 20 here. What is going on? What is happening? I'll tell you what's happening. It's time for Tinfoil Hat Thursday.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Handling the biggest conspiracies in sports.
Who has the power to cover it up?
Just follow the money.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
And asking the questions they don't want answered.
So hold on to your hats.
Tinfoil hat?
They should wear little tinfoil hats!
This is Tinfoil Hat Thursday.
Before we get into a grand cover-up that we watched on television, we also have to touch on something that the poor Dallas Mavericks fans who are now welcome to the Houston Rockets bandwagon are dealing with. Because earlier this week, for some reason, the Mavericks held a roundtable with no video or audio recording where Nico Harrison, who famously traded Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis in what is being called the worst trade in the history of sports trades, at least of the 21st century, was forced to basically have a 48-minute conversation and explain himself to incredulous members of Dallas sports media. Sean and I, yesterday, we were wondering, why the hell is this happening? Like, this is a no-win scenario. Just bury your head in the sand. It's actually the first time where that approach is probably better for you. But we found out yesterday, per Shams Charania on NBA Live, or whatever the hell the show is called on ESPN, about what NBA Countdown, that's it, about why Nico Harrison did this media availability.
So, Bob, my understanding is Nico Harrison did not want to do this closed-door roundtable. This was not his idea. This was something that was enforced by their owner, Patrick Dumont.
Really? And so, well, again, I mean, it's hard to run these things. Mm. It is hard to run these things. But in a situation like that, you know, I think they were trying to repair some things. It felt like that. But it felt like some of the comments didn't land.
Sometimes
like,
less
like
is
they
better.
Wanted to.
Sometimes less is better.
You know.
Probably already said enough.
What does it tell you, though, that the owner is essentially enforcing this?
It's a good question, Shams, who asks that at the very end. I think it's this. I think the owner is forcing this to happen and then leaking it to Shams Charania that he made it happen so that Patrick Dumont becomes the bad guy. Now, a lot of people are thinking, Paul, what, a billionaire suit wants to be the bad guy? No, they always want to be the smartest guy in the room because they think they're the smartest guy in the room and they're generally the richest person in the room. Nope. I think this is chess, not checkers. For a disastrous situation for the Mavericks, yes. Force Nico Harrison to meet with the media and have him explain all the things that you do makes you look incompetent as an owner. And then on top of that, leaking it to Shams Charania, someone, that Nico Harrison was forced to do this furthers the idea that you're an incompetent owner. Huh? Now all of the heat is off Nico Harrison to continue to build a basketball franchise that, yes, last year made it to the NBA Finals, and that theoretically this year could as well make it to the NBA Finals, because they did win their play-in game last year.
They won the play-in game.
They did. Don't sleep on Dallas.
Defense wins championships, Paul.
All right, let's get to the real story of Tinfoil Hat Thursday. So, for those who don't know, Blue Origin, a Jeff Bezos venture, launched six strong, powerful, independent women celebrities into orbit for about 11 minutes earlier this week. It led to some of the most insufferable things that we've ever heard from Katy Perry, which is saying something, because that woman is quite insufferable. And they are being destroyed, criticized, and everyone is coming after them online. Even strong, powerful, independent women like Emily Ratajkowski, who posted this to TikTok. I don't know what she's trying to say here, but she's not a fan of the Blue Origin space voyage.
Okay, I'm back. I have more to say. Well, I think that this space mission is confusing to people because seeing women and people of color in spaces like science and politics that have not previously included them feels and looks like really looks like, optically, looks like progress. But the truth is that having a man who has gained his power and become a part of the 1% purely through exploitation and greed, deciding to take his fiance and a few other famous women to space for space tourism is not progress. Instead, just speaks to the fact that we are absolutely living in an oligarchy where there is a very small group of people who are interested in going to space for the sake of getting a new lease on life, while the rest of the population, most people on planet Earth, are worried about paying rent or, you know, having dinner for their kids. I saw a creator on here who said that privilege is not an accomplishment. Even further, and say that exploitation is certainly not an accomplishment, and then being able to take the privilege that you have gained from exploitation and greed of the planet, of resources, of human beings, and then doing something like going to space for 11 minutes is certainly not an accomplishment. That's why this all is giving, like, Hunger Games, right? Why I'm making another video is because I think we're in a place in the world where we need to be able to discern what real progress looks like.
Okay.
And what happened yesterday was nothing like that.
So yesterday wasn't progress per Emily Ratajkowski. Listen, I'm not going to lie. You know, I watched this video, and she made a lot of great points. She really did. Did I zone out during the great points when I watched this video? I might have. My eyes might have been all over the place, but I think she made points there. And yes, that was not progress. That flight was not progress. But don't tell Gayle King, journalist, that wasn't progress. Gayle King, I think, was on CBS, the channel she works for.
Yeah, it looks like Entertainment Tonight. Or maybe this clip is just from Entertainment Tonight taking the CBS.
Okay, whatever the case.
And it's also an aggregating Twitter account.
Okay, whatever. Listen, Gayle King, she's insulted by the idea that you don't believe progress was made by these women, these pioneers, these strong, powerful, independent women. And I think that Gayle King's, she's a journalist. I'm sure she's going to be able to eloquently get people that think that this is ridiculous that we did this back on her side.
Space is not an either or, it's a both and. And because you do something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from Earth. And what you're doing in space is trying to make things better here on Earth. What Blue Origin wants to do is take the waste here and figure out a way to put it in space to make our planet cleaner. I mean, Jeff Bezos has so many ideas, and the people that
Pause
are working here.
Pause for a second. Wait, so we're just going to throw our trash into space now?
Don't hate it. Don't hate that idea. That's a good spin zone.
All right.
Not our problem.
Okay, Gayle. Yeah, it's a different version of polluting the ocean.
I mean, like, yeah.
We're polluting the universal
polluting
ocean.
Polluting the ocean, landfills. That's bad. That's bad. Paul, have you ever heard you don't bleep where you eat?
Yeah.
Send it up to space.
Throwing her trash into space. All right. More from journalist Gail King.
Are really devoted and dedicated to making our planet a better place. That's number one. Number two, have you been? Have you been? If you've been and you still feel
pause.
That-
hey, wait a second. Are you flexing? Are you flexing?
You've never played the game, Paul.
Oh, don't. You
She's
can't
doing
do
the
this.
Professional athlete
She's,
thing.
She is literally cosplaying as an astronaut. Have you been to space? F you. You didn't even go to space. You were almost in orbit. But space is technically full orbit where you wouldn't have come crashing down. Like, you would have stayed out there. Like those poor Boeing people who were stuck up there for 7 months. Okay. So now Gail is treating us hostily because God forbid we question why this was needed. That's all. Why was this needed? This was not progress for women. Six strong, independent women went up into orbit, and then they fell back down, and they were screaming the whole way. And Katy Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" because she's not about herself. More from Gail King. Good God.
That way, after you come back, please let's have a conversation. Number three, please don't call it a ride. That is not a friggin' ride. Whenever a man goes up,
oh my
you have
God.
Never said to an astronaut, boy, what a ride. You know, we duplicated the same trajectory that Alan Shepard did back in the day, pretty much. No one called that a ride. It was called a flight. It was called a journey. Because a ride implies that it's something frivolous or something that's
yes!
lighthearted. There was nothing frivolous
yes,
about
there
what
was!
We did. And the
Pause!
And the-
Katy Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" on this. What are you talking about, Gail?
She also announced tour dates up there.
I mean, at least Katy Perry used it to push something. Like, Gail King's just acting like, yeah, I'm a pioneer, bitch. Like, okay, babe. More from Gail.
The machine that we were on and what it took for the people to get that machine up and running to get us up and get us back down safely. So, you know, I'm very disappointed and very saddened by it. And I also say this. What it's doing to inspire other women and young girls, please don't ignore that. I've had so many women and young girls reach out to me, and men too, by the way,
young girls.
Men too, that say,
men too.
"Wow, I never thought I could do that, but
were
I see
you to sleep
doing
with
it
you?
At this stage of my life." Who would have thunk it? Not me. And how inspired they are.
Who would have thunk it? Okay, Gail, you didn't go into outer space. That's the conspiracy, and I mean, I like that people are continuing to troll her, so she gets more and more defensive. Because while this is terrible to hear and listen to, I mean, it also is good content. And this I would like some more content from the Blue Origin space flight, who are justifying the eventual hurling of trash into outer space, which, as pointed out on YouTube by Desert Stro and by a texter, there's literally an episode of Futurama where they do that. And spoiler alert.
It works out great.
The garbage comes back as an asteroid.
Oh.
And they have to destroy it.
Well, you know. Then what do you do, Paul? You send Katy Perry. You send Gail King, Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, and a bunch of oil drillers up to that astronaut, and you drill a hole in that asteroid, and then you put a nuclear bomb in that hole and blow it up. And then listen to Steven Tyler.
Yeah, that would be great. It's a good movie. Sounds like a movie. Someone should make one like that.
That just came to me.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
I don't want to miss a thing.
I could stay awake. Just to hear Katy Perry screaming as we plummet down to Earth. Anyway.
You know what? Now I'm pro this, just because it gave us the conversation.
Listen, I am too. I have no issue with it. If you're Jeff Bezos and you have FU money, this is literally FU money to bring your girlfriend and some famous people that she probably likes up into space. The next step is shaboinking in the Miles High Club, the Outer Space Club, whatever you want to call it, the Zero Gravity Club. But, like, please stop telling me that this was some pivotal moment in women's history. Like, no, it wasn't. Just say it was fun, because that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was fun. You didn't do anything up there. You just went up and you went down, which is literally what a ride is.
Are they the... Because I'm trying to think of how this is a historic... occasion in any way, because like we've had women in space before.
Yeah, yes, the texter just brought that up.
We've had women in space.
That's what I'm saying. And they went into actual space. Like the lady was trapped up there due to Boeing. That poor lady was up there for like 8 months in actual space on a space station.
What if Gayle King and Katy Perry went up and saved those people?
Well,
wouldn't that have been hilarious?
On YouTube, this is a little sexist, but I'm just going to call him Brian. Brian on YouTube asks, how many curbs do you think they hit up on their way to space? Hey, Brian, come on, man. There's no curbs in the air, okay? Also, they weren't driving it. They weren't flying it. It was launched by a man. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Who's allowed on the Houston Rockets bandwagon? That conversation continues. And on top of that, we will do a very quick look back at yesterday's Astros game. Were the Astros built for that yesterday? Stick around.
The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
We're determining the rules for who is allowed on the Houston Rockets bandwagon today. The mayor of our fair city, John Whitmire, said that today, April 17th, 2025, is Rockets Red Day. Earlier in the show, I removed my shirt to put on a red shirt because the shirt I was wearing was a little bit maroon. But I've got the Rockets fever right now. I hung out with Vanessa Richardson last night, my old co-host. We watched a little bit of the Mavericks and Kings. It was not a very good game over at Lizard's Lounge, celebrating her birthday. We're Team Aries. Sean Mapes, also Team Aries. What's up?
Taurus.
Oh, you're Taurus?
Yeah, 23rd.
Well, kiss my ass then. Everything I've ever said nice about you in the past, you can go kick rocks. One of those situations where I love Lizard's Lounge. It's one of those things where I'm not sure we were ordered as many of the things that we were given, but we definitely appreciated being given them. One of those kind of deals. Several Jello shots or so. But we had a good time. I've got the Rockets fever, right? But I do not have the Astros fever. We have kicked this as far down the road as we possibly could. We do have to talk about yesterday's game, which I was able to watch when I got home, unfortunately. I didn't want to watch that. I didn't want to watch a game where the Astros looked like that, like an afternooner where, once again, the runs weren't happening. So this is what we're going to do for Astros games going forward. Were they built for this? Because if you have watched the season trailer that the Astros did, their slogan for 2025 is this, courtesy of, I believe, the voice trailer guy.
We are built for this.
So let's go Commodus from Gladiator style. Thumb is in the middle. Does it go up? Does it go down? After yet another performance where the Astros scored no runs and Ronel Blanco is looking a lot like the Ronel Blanco that we expected going into this past season, one thumb down. Not built for this. Nope.
Yeah. I had my doubts just because one-year guy, his first full season starting when he's 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Year two, do you think he's going to follow it up? Thumb down.
Yeah. That, like, the Astros offense, I guess hopefully it wakes up at some point. I'm not feeling great about that right now. That does not mean I'm skeptical, because I still think the bats are there, but it has been a very slow start. I'm a little concerned about specifically Blanco, how much they theoretically are going to be relying on him in the starting pitching this season because of this slow start by the offense. And I mean, it was much like it was to expect JP France would come back to earth. Like, Ronel Blanco was the J.P. France of 2023 in 2024. You know? That's what he was. Sometimes a guy is able to put together a really good season. But are you expecting that good season to continue when it's a guy who has not been good until this specific moment of his career? Probably not. You know, it's taken Blanco a long time to get here. It took J.P. France a long time to get to the show. Congratulate him. It's difficult to be a good major league pitcher, but that has me a little concerned, and I do wonder about how they view Blanco Big picture, if he does continue to struggle, is there somebody else that they look at in a rotation that, of course, has some depth issues? Who knows when Lance McCullers is going to be back, if he's ever going to be back? He's at least rehab starting. Who knows if Christian Javier is back this year? Obviously, lots of questions. But Blanco has become one, and that is unfortunate, though not unexpected. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next, what are we going to do? You know what we're going to do. Rockets are on the table, and the Astros, they're in timeout today. We will talk to Jeremy Booth in the coming hour, but it is time to get back to focusing on what the Houston Texans need to do before the NFL draft, literally a week from now. We're focusing on tackles, and we're going to tell you all the people that the Houston Texans need to draft, thanks to our friend Lance Zierlein and his very erotic, unintentionally, writing. Stay put.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.